Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Something really hit me this morning in the throes of my desperation to try to somehow unlock the minds of the general population to discover the fact that there is a war against reality, a war against truth going on. As I watched a video that is up at Infowars.com that I do not recommend squeamish people view, a gruesome video shows Syrian rebel beheading civilian. And it's Al-Qaeda with the Al-Qaeda announcements. And I've seen many of these videos where they throw Christians off roofs and blow up the churches. And to know that the globalists that run our country are commanding and funding these people absolutely upsets me. And I was thinking to myself, how do I capture the public's attention? Because the establishment thinks that you're so disconnected from reality, not even so much stupid, but so tuned in to sitcoms and all the garbage, that they can blame Iraq for 9/11 with no proof, get caught lying about it, and then say Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the 19 supposed hijackers came from, is completely exempt from all of this and our ally. I mean, that shows how dumb they think we are. And then now they've gone about, let's not exaggerate, 1,000 steps further, literally. I mean, just so far beyond it, that absurdist garbage, to hyper bizarro world, where the government publicly, for over 2.5, almost 3 years, runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, funds them to engage in all sorts of horrible activities. And the media then says, we've got to invade Syria because Al-Qaeda, and just kind of leaves it out there so the public thinks, well, Assad is Al-Qaeda, while Al-Qaeda is attacking him. And then I see some of the military comments, you know, on the military sites are like, yeah, we have the Arabs killing each other. We play both sides. You don't play anything. The New World Order plays all sides, and they run Al-Qaeda to take our liberties. And you notice now they're announcing Saudi Arabians don't have to get patted down and all that and go right in the trusted traveler line. But your wife, they're going to look for George Washington in her panties. Let me tell you, they're not looking for bin Laden, in your underwear now. They're looking for George Washington. They're looking for Thomas Jefferson. They demonize the founding fathers. They demonize gun owners, Christians, returning veterans. And where's the debate in the military? Where's the debate in talk radio? Where's the debate anywhere? The CFR brags we need Al-Qaeda. Muhammad Karzai comes out and says the West runs Al-Qaeda. It's a fact. And I want my Constitution back. I want my liberty back. And I call the hoax of a bunch of foreign banks running this country and using their little attack dog Al-Qaeda to menace us so we let the government declare us terrorists. They've already made the flip to saying Al-Qaeda's our buddy and gun owners, you're the terrorist. And I told you it was coming. And if you don't call these crooks, it's over. Going along with these people is going to wreck everything. And I think, what's a psych warfare operation to run on them? Using my weapon, the truth. And it's up to you whether or not this is going to hurt them coming up in about 1 hour. Paul Watson's doing the article right now. But let me tell you, you drop the hammer on these people with the information we're going to release. And again, we're just pointing out the absurdity of everything. Coming up in 1 hour. Paul Watson's doing the article right now. High noon, it'll be ready. I want to move Palace to 20 after so I can make this announcement on air. Greg Palas is coming on about the whole Cyprus situation. We've got John Rappaport about how they're openly drugging the supposed shooter from the Colorado stage Batman thing. It's just unbelievable. They got him on mind control drugs publicly to make him tell the truth. I mean, it's beyond. They are total tyranny is taking over. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am your host, Alex Jones. Let's get Greg Palast on at noon, and then I'll make my big announcement at 12:30. So Greg Palast is going to be at noon on the whole banking cartel, setting the precedent to take all the money out of your bank account whenever they want to funnel it into the private world government established at the heart of the European Union. And then John Rappaport is going to join us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today to talk about the open MK-Ultra drugging of Mr. Holmes, the patsy in the false flag Fast and Furious Part 2 that was run by the Pentagon, clearly, there in Colorado. I mean, I've already gone over this about 500 times. We'll do it in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. But he was under DARPA funding in a public mind control program with a top Air Force psychiatrist over him, and they're blocking the release of the toxicology reports. We know he was on 7 drugs. We know he had handlers. We know there were other shooters, the witnesses reported. We know he told people, I've been drugged. I don't know who I am. He's obviously whacked out of his brain. On and on and on and on. On and on. And yes, I've looked at it, Sandy Hook, Black Op, all the way. It's open and shut on Aurora. or 95% there on Sandy Hook. They had, you know, cops, we learned, arrested in combat gear hiding in the woods. And first they said, oh, no, no, there was no one in the woods. That's made up. Children said that when there's chopper video of it. And we later got the names of an anti-terrorism task force, federalized police from three counties over in the special response teams they have in every city now and county that are under the feds. They were there. Boom! Boom! You add all the rest of it, the timing and all of it, and Bloomberg tweeting within 3 minutes, and then we now admit he brags they were ready for the next event, and you've got the salivating of Michael Moore about, oh, we had Harry Reid's dead grandchildren, we'd be able to overcome the Second Amendment. I mean, these guys are so arrogant right now. They're publicly flaunting it all in our face. And let's release the photos of the dead kids. Let's throw that in everybody's face. Then I saw a We Are Change video of Lindsey Graham. We're going to play later the amazing work of We Are Change, the model of citizen journalism out there right now. Unless you look at Infowars.com, but it's definitely paramount there with what they're doing. And expanding on all of this, Lindsey Graham's like, we can kill whoever we want. President can kill whoever he wants. He can kill citizens. We're protecting America. He says, we're not the SS. It's really weird. We're not the SS. We're moral. And he's such an obvious degenerate little scumbag. You can see right through him, just drunk on power, all sweating. Oh, yeah, you're moral. You work for foreign banks that are imploding prosperity and funding the destruction of the family and bioweapon attacks through vaccines, the water, the GMO against everybody. You're a little front man, a little mercenary pimp. And you're not even a good one. Now, look at these vessels of evil. They're pathetic. They're willfully turning themselves over to darkness. And then I look at the video that's got me so angry today. Gruesome video. And let's not show it for TV viewers. If they choose to go watch it, we're not going to show it. If people choose to go watch it at Infowars.com, you can. And, I mean, I see so many of these that the enemy's winning against me. I get to where I don't even look at new images of dead kids and new images of people having their heads chopped off and the celebrations as Al-Qaeda gets Christians and others and throws them off roofs and saws their heads off and everything else, and just to know that NATO and the globalists and that NATO is the New World Order army with the U.S. military at the heart of it, just putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and Afghanistan and Pakistan and using Al-Qaeda worldwide to overthrow countries and just wreck nations, and then use them as the cutout fake threat, the sock puppet, to then take our liberties and then flip the whole thing. And I saw this behind the scenes coming for 11 years. Now it's public. And you think I'm happy being right about this? You think it's fun to get up here because I have to be honorable and confront these globalists and call them murderers and expose what they're doing and call their house of cards and call their emperor's new clothes? You think that's fun? I guarantee you my life's in danger right now, ladies and gentlemen. And so why am I doing this? Because there is no future if we don't beat these people. They are crazy. They're introducing in the open ocean giant GMO salmon that major university studies show within just a few generations will extinct all ocean salmon. They're four times bigger. They've got all sorts of weird plant and insect genes in them. Okay? I mean, the globalists say they're taking our rights for the environment to save the Earth while they act like aliens from another planet hell-bent on destroying the Earth. I'm not saying they're aliens from another planet, but I've analyzed these people. These people are turned over to pure evil, and they enjoy wrecking pretty things. And they love acting like good guys, selling everybody on how wonderful they are. And again, what we need is people out there that know about the dark side, but who have a good side and who love God, people that know evil to fight evil. You see, there's so many people that think evil is powerful who try to become evil. They go and do evil things to become evil. But really strong people have a knowledge of good and evil. That's why we're fallen. But we understand really where it ends and how bad it is and recoil from it at the final step. We get all the sexiness of it on its surface. I know evil. I can swim all through it. And let me tell you something. When you stare into the abyss, it doesn't change. You change. You dance with the devil, you change. I don't like this, okay? This is not fun. Makes me so sick. I mean, think of the mind control. Think of the overthrow of reality. Think of the war on reality that they are openly destroying the environment, butchering the genetic code of the planet, killing plants and animals, killing humans, diseasing everything. It's like 1,000 times more evil than Kim Jong-un, who's toddling around and, you know, they can't even get their automobiles to operate correctly. Because it's such statism. But statism here got control of such a wealthy, powerful dynamo and was able to build a black pyramid of satanic power that is weak compared to the universe and the creator of the universe, the God of this creation. But on this planet is unbelievably sick and out of control. But I'll tell you this, the people, the technicians running this thing, they are not running it. They think they're running it. They think they're guiding it. They're more riding it. They're riding it. They're not in control of this tiger. I can tell you that right now. It is going to wreck the planet, and we're going to see biblical end of days type stuff down the road if this keeps unfolding. People say, well, then that's the way it is. You can't stop it. Look at Nineveh, 100-year reprieve. Evil takes over when we give up, and we have a job, even if this is going to end up being end-of-days type stuff, you know, 10, 20 years down the road, maybe even sooner, I don't know. We have a responsibility to be warning people, not going to all these fake churches where they've taken the crosses out, and everybody's running around, you know, worshiping world government and tattling on their neighbors and learning how to worship, you know, the police and the police state. That's what they do at all the churches now. And just get into a statism, you know, weirdoism. I mean, this is a society losing touch with reality. People watch TV shows where the bad guys cheat and steal and lie and it's cool, it's sexy. And you see people trying to follow that in their own lives. You see people trying to mimic deception. Trying to mimic manipulation. I was listening to a talk show host last night, a major talk show host was re-aired locally, and I was hearing about all the trust and trust me and all snake-like hissing at his listeners and sitting there trying to act like this pasty, sweet person as a cover to, like, flypaper to bring them in. He's actually not a weak, pasty, effeminate person. I can tell that a couple layers down. And all about trust me, don't trust anyone else, trust me, don't trust these other libertarians either, trust me. I couldn't even listen to it for like 2 minutes. Oh, trust me. No, don't trust Alex Jones, don't trust anybody except God, and trust verifying things, going out and knowing the info. Don't, oh, I listen to this and trust it, or I listen to that and trust that. Trust your own discernment, trust your own research, trust common sense. You have to do work to know what's going on. You have to do work to understand history. You have to study how elites operate. And then once you start getting more pieces of it, you light year ahead in your understanding. Here's what I'm saying. I cannot show you the New World Order. Okay? I cannot show you the New World Order. Okay? Knowing it tears me apart. Okay? You're going to have to decide you want to see it. And you're going to have to decide. I mean, it talks about on the Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator marveled at the beast. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, I marveled. And I'm not having some vision 2,000 years ago of what was coming. I'm watching it and just looking at the parts of it. And I marvel the inventiveness of evil, stealing our ideas and twisting it, the counterfeiting, the inventing new evils, the running around constantly with you know, new forms of wickedness, and the deception and the spirit of giving into darkness, and just all of it, and to watch society sliding like the Titanic into the North Atlantic freezing, you know, 35-degree water, and to see people spiritually going dark, to see the lights turning out in people's eyes, and it's chemical, too. I mean, it's just going to get wilder. All of this government openly running al-Qaeda and then saying the now patriots are the terrorists, that's just the beginning, and they're making it over the top on purpose to acclimate people to accept stuff that's going to be 100 times more crazy. Forced inoculations are already beginning. CPSing for no reason. Checkpoints, bondage, prison time for a balloon going up in the air at a party or a battery in your backyard. Just cameras everywhere, Google Glasses watching you, people as agents of the NSA walking around like morons. ultramagnetic wavelengths frying us, cancer rates exploding, just a cup of curses and disease and pain and plagues. The cup is just sloshing right now. Just small splashes are hitting us. And soon the whole cup is going to just fall straight over as the hedge is lifted and pure evil rolls out, rolls out.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out SimpliSafe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but SimpliSafe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimpliSafe.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
But my dreams.
No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
Robert Robert Gibbs' conscience seems to be?
Conscience seems to be.
What poets? The Who. And I have confirmed from multiple sources they are, multiple members, are big-time listeners to the show. I want to say hi to them. Speaking of rock legends, Billy Corgan was in town. I had time to hang out with him a couple days off and on for South by Southwest. And I went to an amazing birthday party with him and some of his old friends. I'm not going to tell that story. It was just a dinner for about 3 hours, but learned a lot from some of the biggest record executives in history. Household names for people that don't even follow that. I'm not name dropping. It's just amazing to get to spend 3 hours with people like that. Last year he took me to a private Facebook party that had their president and people like that at it. But you learn quite a lot. But that's a side issue. Billy Corgan, obviously the most powerful interview I've ever seen him do. Not just with me, but of course, founder of Smashing Pumpkins, which has always been very popular, but has had a big resurgence. Of course, one of his big claims to fame, I think, would be, and hi, Billy, I want to say hi to you. I think you're down in Mexico right now, playing in Mexico City. Claim to fame is Jessica Simpson's boyfriend. Tell you, you got to envy that. Okay, I'm being bad. I apologize. A little gallows humor here with the news I was just covering. Very powerful, very deep interview. It's about an hour long. We're going to air 20 minutes of it today on the radio. Coming up at the start of the third hour, ahead of John Rappaport joining us. And then I'm going to air the whole thing end-to-end tonight, the first 20 minutes and then the other 35 or so. It's 50-something minutes long. We're going to air that tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one. But again, all this worldliness, and Billy is not really a very worldly person in the world, but all of that. You know, the beauty of art, the wondrousness of my children, my wife, getting to meet amazing minds. I'm not into celebrity for celebrity's sake. I like to know interesting people. All of that pales and falls by the wayside when we don't have a future because we've allowed the very worst people in our culture and in our society to take control. We have turned our culture and our society over to fraudsters, to con men who are using in their own manuals, they write books bragging, are using psych warfare to create an Alice in Wonderland reality. And then they look at people like myself who's trying to really nail down the closest reality because none of us are perfect. We all see through rose-colored glasses. We all distort things. But I'm trying to really take the blue pill. You're like, what do you mean you're trying to take the blue pill? Well, because the Matrix is the red pill. You're like, what does that mean? The point is, everything is backwards with these people. It's the blue pill that really wakes you up. It's the red pill that keeps you in the Matrix. I know that in the movie, I know in the film, it's the red pill. You could say it's the red pill, and it does wake you up in that movie. And again, I just threw that out to be confusing because I'm trying to figure out how to get people out of their trance. How to get people to go, wait, that doesn't make sense. You understand what I'm saying? What I just said didn't make sense. And the government saying, we're going to take your rights because of Al-Qaeda while they publicly run them. You have to take the blue pill to want to live in their Alice in Wonderland to buy into that. And so I am really saying take the red pill. But you see how we're in such a false reality with them that they just throw out whatever they want and then hope that people buy into the lie. And I hope what I just said isn't too confusing or too sophisticated. And I don't mean that in a condescending way. I'm simply trying to get people to think that things might not be what they're automatically told they are. And I am going to make a pretty big announcement at the bottom of the next hour after Greg Palast leaves us, getting into the whole financial meltdown by design and the mega banks that he's tracked like no one else out there for 20 years. He was a former federal fraud investigator. Of course, predicting they would start looting bank accounts. Greg Palast is coming on. But my point, red pill, blue pill, it's more complex than that. And people are saying, hey, Alex will take you down the rabbit hole with the red pill. No, really, I'm trying to take you out of Alice in Wonderland. That's the world we're actually in, back into reality. So, see, that would be red pill into blue pill. But they're saying it's blue pill into red pill. You see what I'm saying? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, the fact that this radio show is growing by leaps and bounds in its popularity is a very positive point. But I also realize I have a great responsibility as someone who's real to try to really do the best job I can. But at the same time, none of us can overanalyze ourselves and then get so obsessed with being perfect that we don't engage in the fight against tyrants. The most important thing to do is to want reality and to want the truth above all things, and to then confront those that are selling lies. Because you can talk about it red pill, blue pill, but yes, the establishment, to use the Matrix analogy, they want us to take the blue pill and stay in the Matrix. Okay, which is physically real in their world, the machine world, but in our minds when they jack into our brains. But if you look at it from the modern perspective, they always talk about patriots are going to take you down the rabbit hole. No, again, I want to climb out of Alice in Wonderland up to the surface and find out what the real reality is. And to use that, Plato's allegory of the cave, George Lucas's first film with Robert Duvall, that's excellent, THX-1138, that's the name of the drugged, brainwashed, subloid creature under the control of a scientific technocracy in underground labyrinth cities of the future that are actually the plan of Aldous Huxley, who was only writing about the plan of the globalist and who admitted in speeches and in Brave New World Revisited that this is an actual plan that the British aristocracy and technological military industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about planned to build. So that's how I know what they're going to do, because they've told us what they're going to do. And that's what's frustrating about it. It's like we're in an underground city that has glass walls and a glass roof above it, and we can see the sun and moon and a mountain range off in the distance, and we can even see wild humans that are more free in other countries compared to us, and they're telling us, no, you don't see that out there. We're not underground told this is our whole world. We're not chained up looking at a projection stream on a wall. We are here able to see the fraud, able to see the lies, able to pick up the books written 100 years ago, 70 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago, admitting it's a false reality, admitting they're lying to us, admitting they've bought off the media, admitting they're breaking up the family, admitting they want a post-industrial world for you and I, but not for them, admitting they believe they're going to merge with machines and live forever, but before they can do that, they've got to kill us in some survival of the fittest mega battle. I mean, this is a stinking nightmare. And they're building it. People say, why don't you talk about Google Glasses more? They're so hot now. You know, this has actually captured people's imagination. They're actually concerned. Because I talked about Google Glasses 10 years ago. The globalists, the transhumanists that are really the eugenicists have said that it's going to empower humanity. But the problem is they built back doors into it in the architecture to make sure it enslaves us. And then they falsely cast those of us that are against this as anti-technology when it's the opposite. They are building a technology that's deployed to us that we're allowed to use that's run by DARPA, by MIT, and their front Google, and their front Apple, which are fronts on record just like Microsoft. You can go research right now. We've written articles. We've had guests on, CIA technology analysts like Steele and others. He got threats over it, wouldn't come back on after it happened. Now it's mainstream news. He was on like 8 years ago. It's on record Microsoft is an IBM Defense Department front, because they had to get around antitrust laws back when it was still somewhat of a Congress. They like to have the illusion of groups. It's on record Apple's a government front. Steve Jobs, all that, a total fiction. Sure, they're top futurists for the globalists. They were actually running a lot of things, but they didn't create it. All these myths, IBM, Microsoft, Google, they're all NQTEL and other CIA DARPA subsidiary run. I mean, go look it up. It's hiding in plain view. It's hiding in plain view. They put cancer viruses in your vaccines. I mean, you want your kids to die? You want to die? Have you looked at the cancer numbers? I know I talk about this all day. They're killing us. But it's so over the top. Most people don't even know what to say or what to do, okay? Well, get mad, get focused, understand what's going on, start speaking out. Even if you stand there in front of your mirror saying, I'm going to do something, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to be a leader, that's the beginning of doing it in the real world. I'm committed to this 110%, and again, I'm going to explain this to you. There are things worse than physical death. There are things worse than an individual dying. As a man, I was born to build a civilization for my family and a future for them with your family. You were born to build a civilization. As a man or a woman, you were built to build a family and a culture of true equity and genuineness and true renaissance. You were built to design and create in the image of your creator. And so, not following God's programming is what I fear. And not because I am some goody-two-shoes person, but because I understand the real path. And that is what creates the prosperity. The problem is future generations come that do not have to fight for anything, and so they become jellyfish and begin to attack and create false systems of thought to ridicule and debase those that are warning them, because they see it as like their mom telling them, take out the garbage, and they think mom or dad is telling them that to be mean to them, not because mom and dad don't want you to be lazy fools. Spoiled, rotten children is what we've all become to one extent or another. Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. And so we're here, where the government publicly runs Al-Qaeda, and every day or two there's a new video with them murdering Christians, blowing up churches, murdering Muslim minority groups like Alawites, blowing up police stations, killing families, making fathers suicide bomb, or they kill their family. And our media goes, Assad claims he didn't suicide bomb his government building. That dirty Assad's with Al-Qaeda. They actually have it in the paper. And then the New York Times runs video of, look at these freedom fighters making somebody suicide bomb or they kill his family. And then people got upset, so they pulled the video down. But see, that was a psych warfare test. Can we show them making a guy drive a truck to blow up a police checkpoint or they kill their family? Can we show that? Can we show that? And then have no one care? I mean, they are assaulting your morals, folks. You don't have morals because they've sold it like you're some goody two-shoe that doesn't want, you know, to have a party with the cheerleaders. You know, the devil's a bunch of hot cheerleaders with horns going, come on, baby, let's party. Don't let that square keep you from it. The devil is piles of dead children, folks, with maggots crawling all over them. And I just don't want to go down that road. And we're going down that road. We're turning loose and empowering the worst minds, the worst craven hearts, who don't want control just for simple power. There's been a lot of elites like that. Sometimes they actually build up powerful societies, but it always gets taken over by some bad person. I just want to survive. And if they can sell us on Al-Qaeda openly working for the globalist, and then because it doesn't fit the script we were already given, we don't make a big issue out of it. If they can sell us on that, they can sell us on anything. It's just that simple. And society is already collapsing, but they just paper it over with propaganda so that it becomes the norm. And then if you point out we're going in the wrong direction, they just go conspiracy theorist. They now say if you have a political view, like I think Google Glasses, with them saying you're an agent of Google and the NSA, I mean, they're saying new technology will make us agents of Google. Director of the Big Brother Watch says the implications of privacy are profoundly worrying. London Telegraph. And then they come out and say, you're a conspiracy theorist. Everyone's going to have glasses with their phone and everything on it. They'll just stop manufacturing the regular phones. If you want it, you'll have to get it. All the stars are already, you know, getting them. And, oh, it's so sexy. We've got to do it. Everybody goes out and gets it. And then it's, oh, now you're getting a chip in your head to access everything. Sorry, if you don't want to, you just won't have access to anything to be able to have a job. And that's what Ray Kurzweil and the UN say. You will take the brain chip. You're going to take it. That's in the official UN documents. And then 15 years ago, I'm like, read these UN documents. You know, read this forward to a book written by Newt Gingrich, the globalist, calling for world government, all of us to have brain chips to control everyone and it'll create a utopia. Sounds like a nightmare because it's run by these people. Don't you get it? If God put a brain chip in us, it wouldn't be a problem. But the devil wants to put a brain chip in you. The people running the machine are bad. The people running the Google Glasses are bad. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Google Glasses, once they're perfected, will be a great tool for us with the police or government people or to infiltrate things. The problem is it's jacked into Skynet. It's a little robot you put on your head spying on everything, and it's not you recording it to your device or to the, you know, memory device in the clasp that go on the side of your head. It's jacked into Sauron. It's a two-way crystal ball. It's two-way, jacked into the New World Order. I'm all for better glasses coming out that have hidden cameras in them. We've got some. That's great. That's the individual empowered. This isn't. This is a crystal ball, and that's their own words, that sees two ways. What does Gandalf say to Sauron? You're not supposed to have a crystal ball like this. We don't know who else is watching. Sauron, or Saruman, why should we be afraid to use it? And see, that's the lie. I mean, we're about to be given the apple, the true knowledge of good and evil. I mean, the world is about to just hyper-accelerate towards the singularity, and unbelievable things are going to happen, and then we should have a debate about what's happening, but instead, if a commoner has any debate about this and says, hey, this is run by bad people, this architecture is not designed organically, people are like, shut up, conspiracy theorists, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. You better know you've been warned about the vaccines, the hydrofluorosilicic fluoride water. You've been warned about GMO. You've been warned 100% it's designed to slowly kill you and then absorb you into a medical system that's nationalized. They have to have it nationalized to have the death actuaries and the death panels to kill you and normalize it, and the vaccine damage fund with the millions of damaged kids per country. All nations have these now that are under globalist control to just normalize and standardize our extermination to where it's going to get where half your block's dying of cancer and there's mass burials going on, and there'll be no discussion of why it's happening. Just like there's hardly any discussion of why have we gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 58 in 30 years. Just like there's no discussion of why is pediatric cancer up over 10,000% since the 1960s. Just like there's no discussion of why is breast cancer up several thousand percentage points. It's all about find a cure, not why is everybody getting it now. We're being killed by a bunch of nuts who obsessively keep themselves away from all this stuff. And while they drink purified water and have cures and treatments for themselves, and then they say, sure, there's some blowback. It's hurting top technocrats, but they don't care because killing you for their God is so much more important. And it tears my guts out because it's just, I look at my five-year-old daughter, who is the image of innocence and goodness, and just, you can really see God's handiwork there, not just in a sunset, not just in a moonrise, not just in the ocean, not just in little fish in a pond, looking down and flowers and the smell and everything and all the things God gives us, men and women and our relationships and futures and everything and creativity, all of it that's beautiful, and the system likes ugliness. Can I get that through your head? The system wants to take all that and wreck it, and it is. Everything the globalists actually do, if you take the red pill and get outside the matrix, is wreck things. While telling you as you see the wreckage, oh, give us more power, we'll fix it. And then you give them more power, and they move the wrecking forward faster. And I am not just content to sit here and be a talk show host and fight these people. I am not content to just play it safe and only go at half speed against these people and not get killed. I am going to go full power, and I am asking God to give me the discernment and to beam me the information to really absolutely throw myself 110%. I ask God to throw me 100% against the enemy. I don't, whatever the consequences are, I do not want this to continue. And again, it's not because I'm a hero. It's because I know there's no way out but to do that, to throw ourselves 100% against the New World Order and all of its rotten, stinking works. Now, the question is before you. What are you going to do? You have got to break the matrix. You have got to focus in that they're trying to put us into an Alice in Wonderland thing. What did Karl Rove say? He said, we control reality, and we'll tell you something ridiculous tomorrow, but you will report it like it's real. And the press then, so they have access, so they get the press releases first, and so they get to go to these little meetings. They will do anything to get that access. But now notice, the globalists don't even need to give you access. Now they're saying, we may just stop having press conferences altogether. There may just be a virtual president. You may never see the president again. See, they're purposefully blurring the lines between three-dimensional reality and their false digital reality. And then through peer pressure and ridicule, giggle and laugh at people as we phase into a false reality. they're going to more and more say, join the false reality and be given perks of the machine. If you don't join the false reality, you are going to be listed as a terrorist. And you know, but they have to put you in the false reality because they have a plan. They've just been testing it so far. It'd probably be at 12 billion people if it wasn't for the programs the UN estimates, so it's only 7.5 billion. It's going to crest at about 8.5 billion, and then they plan a mass exterminism down to 500 million is what most numbers show. Some public numbers are a billion, 100 million. They kind of tell their own minions that because they don't want to do the math, figure out they're dead next. But once they get people drugged enough, and once they've got the police doing what they say and following crazy orders, they're then going to release viruses that are actually RNA-constructed nanotech. This has all been announced, that are going to hit everybody. But I believe that, you know, this is spiritual. I believe the spirit is going to override it. And there's evidence that some, they've already tested this, and a lot of people are immune because they don't want to have it too strong. They're testing it. Viruses that give you select lobotomies of the spirit-connected centers where your brain plugs into the spirit, they want to attack the soul seat, the pineal gland, that's what the fluoride's about, and you're going to see mass zombieism. And so they're now, but not real undead, just lobotomized people. And that's why they're creating a race memory in humans now to accept the zombie collapse. They're first going to release the viral attack before the mass extermination.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Gentlemen, mind on the edge of this, already entering it, entering the New World Order. And these are the times that will make and break humanity. The true danger is to the species and the society, and that our species remain somewhat intact into the future. The ultimate act of vandalism by the globalist, seeking after their father's work, is to destroy the species irrevocably itself, to genetically mutate it, twist it, and turn it into an abomination. And that is the goal. Whether you believe in God or not, the globalists are the devil. All traits described in the Bible, all traits that I have experienced of the enemy, it is real. Whether you believe in a spiritual entity or not, it is manifesting. It is manifesting. You could use the fantastic planet analogy. They don't understand the big machine they found on the planet, but it's being run by the subconscious mind of Dr. Morpheus. Whatever you want to say, we've seen this before, and now it's not just going to do what Nero did. It's going to have high-tech systems to play God. And this God is the God of this world. This God is not a God at all. By the way, DrudgeReport.com has linked to our story. Big Sis refuses to answer Congress on bullet purchases. There was another congressman who said he's asked her about it and not got a response. Now another congressman, We Are Change, and we're going to play this later. DHS stays mum as members probe for explanations. So now we've learned that there's at least two congressmen who have tried to get answers on this. This is Congressman Timothy Huell's camp, I believe you pronounce it. Better try to get him on. Revealed this week, the Department of Homeland Security has refused to answer questions from multiple members of Congress regarding its recent purchase of huge amounts of weapons and ammunition. And he goes on to say they have refused to answer that and a host of other questions. Well, yeah, they wouldn't let him see PDD 51, which the summary says makes the president a dictator. We Are Change also talked to Senator Graham, and he said, look, we can kill whoever we want. We're not the SS. Man, talk about a headline. That's another article right there. Senator Graham, we're not the SS. We're very moral. I saw those videos yesterday and sent them over to the Watsons. I told there's reports coming out on it. And my point in bringing that up is that I'm just describing how they blew me away. I mean, We Are Change just is the model of citizen journalism right now. In fact, Luke was even going to come to work here and was ready to do it. But I said, you know, you're doing such a good job. You just do your own thing. We don't need to. What's the cartoon where all the little robots combine to make the big robot? We got a bunch of those in Japanese animation. Voltron. Yeah, we don't need to create Voltron. I don't think so. We need to have a lot of people out there. A lot of people out there doing other things. Just amazing. So I salute the work they're doing. And that's up at drudgereport.com, right up at the top on the left-hand side. We can punch that up for TV viewers. And again, the good news is we're having an effect against the globalists. Remember, they said there are no bullets, but there are. It's public. They bought them. They just won't answer Congress. So we'll just keep pushing it like Fast and Furious, which they tried to stonewall the entire time. Remember, that didn't exist for a couple years? And again, the issue is that they stonewall you. And the minute you realize that's because they can't debate us, it's not strength, it's their weakness. Big announcement coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.